another one to get on the peacock making of the design for the beginning of the new project on remote control, the design for remote control. I'm the project manager, Lisa Faber. So, I first want to do an opening, then we get used to one another, and we speak about this tool we're going to design, and try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then we talk about the next meeting. So, we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, friendly, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and detailed design at the end. For that, we're going all to work individually and then have meeting during all day. So let's try the So any of you want?
Yeah, my favorite animals. It's gonna be not my favorite one, but the one I can draw. And it's gonna be, you'll try to guess.
Wow. Complex. A cat.
No.
Darn.
Yes, that's a rabbit.
A what?
A rabbit.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Where's the carrot? Okay. I'm not very good at this kind of stuff. So my favorite animal is.
Wow.
Guess. A human. Yay. It's a very complex animal. And yeah, characteristics of this animal is dangerous.
Wow, that's a cobra.
Oh, kind of snake? A cobra, exactly?
Yeah, not really, a small cobra. A small cobra, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a worm?
Quite recognizable.
What about you, Krista? A fish.
Smiling fish.
A smiling fish. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, whiteboard is working.
Yeah.
Good. Next.
Just try to guess who's a user interface designer.
Yeah. Well. Not me. So. 25 euro for a remote control.
That's the price we want to
okay.
Aim for the price for the remote control. We need to do this profit.
This big number.
No market.
Yeah, like you said, 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
For a production cost of 12. 50 euro maximum. question. So, any of you have experience in remote control?
Oh, yes, we have plenty at home. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote controls. To eat, yeah, mainly, and to break.
Application, remote control, children proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. So she likes buttons, which make click. So it has to click. Has to be baby proof. Yeah. But mainly it has to be very robust, because even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she throw it away, it's so it has to be very robust.
Okay. Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, okay.
Yeah. We have some child lock or something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be nice looking, colorful, maybe
colorful.
Because nobody has colorful remote control, they're always black. Yeah.
Yeah,
but this one could be, I don't know, purple.
Okay, just but it's monochrome, it's
yeah.
It's not black.
Yeah,
no, because
one color,
otherwise, you will never find it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even we can change colors, no? Like
the phones.
Like the phones.
Yeah, you could change colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least for children, like one color.
Yeah. Good.
And it should be really small. And
small also, don't you think?
Not so big, like.
No,
yeah.
Not too much buttons.
Yeah, not too much buttons.
Should it be, you know, these remote controls where they are what they call a universal remote control, so you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the sound system or for your frigider, whatever. I don't know if it's or if we should have a targeted remote control.
So
color, robustness, easy to use, size, yeah, size matters, yeah.
So you think it's better small than bigger?
Yeah, maybe at least not bigger than this.
Not in the extremes, like not this size.
No,
yeah,
not too small.
Yeah.
At least it should hold in your hand properly, like
yeah, like a palm size.
Yeah.
Mm.
To hold it.
But what would be different from this, from the others? I don't know if.
Yeah, maybe we can change the color, at least the frame.
Yeah, at least the color would
so
be different.
So then it depends, you have to, I mean, you can easily remove the.
I think one thing important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find a good button at the right place.
Yeah.
So for some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the.
Yeah.
So there's a problem in the design of that kind of remote control somehow, I don't know.
So some kind of idea with a cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what.
No screens. It's too complex.
Okay.
Too expensive for 12 euro.
Too expensive, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
not
too
expensive.
Expensive.
Well, it's not my point. But okay. But no screens on remote controls.
Mm-hmm. I thought it could be only a screen. Which would change depending on the user or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have my own design of the remote control, because it's in fact just a full touch screen remote control, if you like.
I mean,
I don't know if it makes sense, but
it's like two types, no? People are right-handed or left-handed. So
yeah,
if I'm left-handed,
I use
like this. So if you're right-handed, you use like this. So your switch on and off should be
so adaptable.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's possible, yeah.
So how many actions do we need to implement in it?
Maybe
on
I think
off?
Even we can keep two features and then
yeah.
We can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose here like we can make two switches, and if I'm left-hander, I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean, if it's less than three, then we can make it like
three buttons, you mean?
like
no.
three mental states.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe
sure.
There is a software inside that asks you three. If we want a universal remote control, like we say before, it may need more than three buttons, three.
Yeah, more than three actions that you may want to do at the given time.
Yeah. But for standard actions, you usually what do? You change channels, you adjust volume, and nothing else.
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can just go to the next one or go to channel 25, and that's already more complex to go to channel 25.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
No. Because I'm only using three or four channels, but.
Yeah. But they keep generally that // this thing and then the // and then you can put.
Yeah,
you can
I
only
change
have one
channel
bit
like this.
Dash.
I want to go to 25 and then.
And then back to the one I was before,
also
so that whichever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
go back.
Yeah, we had that in,
the
other countries. Yeah, even the history,
oh,
so you could like undo previous of the previous. Then you can watch what your you could also record your record your sequence of actions. That becomes more complex, but you could look at what the other people have used their remote controls. Maybe
okay.
It's
so if
we
have
okay.
And we're going to meet again in 30 minutes. And I want you to work on these ideas and try to make it the ones make to decide what are the ones important and the ones that we don't want. And maybe more in the technical parts, what we want to do. So your personal coach will send you some instruction for this certain.
So what does ME means? ME, the user requirement? Oh, that's for us?
Market expert.
Oh, that's me. Oh, of course. Yeah, the user requirement specifications. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Don't think of that.
So I think that's it.
Meeting's over? Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.